This is a download from Wireless Theatre Kids and is suitable for children under five. Billy Goat's Gruff from Wireless Theatre Kids. There was a land far, far away where anything was possible. From the very hot, sunny north to the snowy, cold south. From the rainy, wet west to the sandy, dry east. It was a land that you could only dream of today. And in one corner of that land lived the three Billy Goats Gruff. There was Billy, who was the smallest goat of the three. But he was clever and often full of ideas. Then there was Goaty, who was a little bigger, very quick and fast. And last but not least, there was Gruffy, the biggest of them all, who was tough and strong. They lived in a very small field, eating the grass and playing in the sun. And there wasn't a lot of room for them, and soon the grass was running out. What made things worse was next to the field was a river. Over the river, there was a bridge. Over the bridge was a much bigger field. In that bigger field, the grass looked greener and much tastier.
If only we could eat the grass in that field.
Little Billy excitedly squealed.
You know we can't and why we shan't. Don't be silly.
Goaty said to Billy.
If we could find a way, we could play all day. I wouldn't be huffy,
said big old Gruffy. The three Billy Goats Gruff knew why they couldn't cross the bridge. Do you? Something lived under the bridge. Something smelly, nasty, and greedy. It was the Troll, who was big and ugly and warty, who would eat anyone who would dare cross his bridge. Little Billy looked at the field across the river, and then he had an idea.
Gather around, my friends, and listen to me. I have an idea to make this really very easy.
So off they trotted, and Billy started to cross the bridge first. Billy was only halfway across the bridge when the Troll jumped up and blocked his way. All smelly and dirty, the Troll boomed at Little Billy.
This is my bridge. I will not share it with anyone. And I will eat you whole. You nasty little goat. Did you think you could trick this clever old troll?
Little Billy looked terrified. The troll was so big it blocked out the sun. Being big and brave, Little Billy said,
Oh, please forgive me, clever old troll. I didn't mean to get you out of your hole.
But the troll was very angry and very hungry.
I will eat you with troll jelly. Oh, you go nicely in my belly.
Little Billy looked at him and said,
What? Little old me? I'm so very tiny.
The troll looked down on him.
I suppose you are rather small, but I still want to eat you all.
Why eat me, my good chum, when there's a bigger goat about to come?
Little Billy told the troll about Goaty, who was going to cross next.
He's much bigger than me. Why not have him for tea? You have to hide fast, because he'll be here soon.
The troll thought about this and said,
I suppose you are a bit thin. You wouldn't make a very good dinner.
And with that, the troll jumped down out of sight and Billy walked over the bridge. Then came Goaty. Goaty was only halfway across the bridge when the troll jumped up again and blocked his way too. Still nasty and dirty, the troll boomed at him.
This is my bridge. I will not share it with anyone, and I will eat you whole. You nasty little goat. Did you think you could trick this clever old troll?
Goaty felt sick. The troll was so smelly he had to hold his nose. Being big and brave, Goaty said,
Please forgive me, clever old troll. I didn't mean to get you out of your hole.
But as the troll knew he was coming, he simply said,
I will eat you with troll jelly. You go nicely in my belly.
Goaty looked at him and said,
What, little old me? But I'm so very tiny.
The troll looked down on him.
You think you are small? No, you are nice and tall.
Well, why eat me, my good chum, when there's a bigger goat about to come?
Goaty told the troll about Gruffy, who was going to cross next.
He's much bigger than me. Well, why not have him for tea? You have to hide fast because he's about to come soon.
The troll thought about this and said,
I suppose you are a bit of a poor meal. Go away so I can hide. That's how I feel.
And with that, the troll jumped down out of sight and Goaty walked over the bridge. Gruffy was only halfway across the bridge when the troll jumped up and blocked his way too. The troll boomed at Gruffy.
This is my bridge. I will not share it with anyone, and I will eat you whole. Why, you nasty, large goat. Did you think you could trick this clever old troll?
Big old Gruffy looked at the troll. To him, it wasn't so big. They were the same size. Gruffy said,
Oh, please forgive me, clever old troll. I didn't mean to get you out of your hole.
But the troll was still very angry and very hungry, and Gruffy was indeed the biggest goat it had seen all day.
I will eat you with troll jelly. You go nicely in my belly.
Gruffy looked at him and said,
What, me? Really?
The troll looked down on him.
Yes, you. You'll be very yummy. I'll gobble you down into my tummy.
You know, there's one thing you should never do, and that's pick on someone the same size as you.
Gruffy ran at the troll, and then it realised it had been easy to bully and eat the smaller goats, but now they had all tricked him. Gruffy was as big as the troll and now running at him at full speed. There was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The troll could just see Gruffy charging at him. He bumped the troll with his horns and knocked him into the river. The troll fell into the river and was taken away by the tide. As he was washed away by the flow of the water, he was heard to shout,
You all tricked me! How could this be?
So, in their new field, our three goats now happily eat and play, sharing the grass, the fun, their stories each and every day. Remember the troll? Don't be nasty, greedy, or unkindly. Be happy and share, and people will love you fondly. Billy Goat's Gruff featured the voices of Stephen Critchlow, Tom George, Grace Bishop and Belinda Wiley. It was adapted by Gareth Parker. This Wireless Theatre Kids production was engineered by Carlo Ziccarelli at Borough Studios, London. It was directed by Jack Bowman and produced by Saskia Willis. This was a download from Wireless Theatre Kids. For more children's audio downloads, please visit www.wirelesstheatrekids.co.uk.